WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A suburban Houston man was arrested outside a College Station hotel after police found more than $180,000 in illegal drugs.
22-year-old Stephen Petty John of Missouri City is accused of having almost $100,000 in cocaine, nearly $60,000 in Xanax, more than $15,000 in marijuana, and about $7,000 in methamphetamine. A Bryan man is accused of throwing his 8-year-old son into a TV, then picks him up again and throws him into the metal frame of a couch, then picks him up again and throws him into a table. 35-year-old Clifford Hart's out of jail after his bond was reduced from $75,000 to $10,000. According to the arrest report, Hart texted his ex-wife to pick up their son at the hospital, which is where the mother called police. The victim was treated and released. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police are asking if you're the victim of a serious crime to report it right away. That's after a man waited 2 days, then reported online he was punched in the face and his cell phone was taken. The robbery took place Tuesday night between 11 and midnight in Northgate as the victim was sitting on a bench along College Main near Patricia. The victim said he did not get medical treatment for an abrasion above his left eye. The new week begins with a pair of special meetings. This evening, the Bryan School Board has two items on its special meeting agenda. Starting at 6, the board meets with a consultant to start plotting how attendance zones will be changed by the $132 million bond issue passed by voters last November. After that, the board will continue talking about the budget for the next school year. Tomorrow night, the Blinn College Board of Trustees will meet in Brenham. The agenda for their special meeting includes whether to develop a program to assist thousands of people recently laid off from Washington County employers, finalizing a contract with the new district president, Mary Hensley, and appointing someone to fill a board vacancy created when Carolyn Miller resigned nearly 2 months ago. Texas lawmakers took care of business and got out of Austin without a special session. That was surprising to Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell, considering there was a new governor, new lieutenant governor, and a revamped Senate.
I still am going to be paying rent on an apartment to September because I was not that optimistic. I thought we were going to be there for special session after special session.
Cassell says Governor Abbott had a great first session.
His team was in the House chamber all the time. They were available to work with if we had an issue in our district or a state concern. And then when we went back to the Senate, you know, we got along.
Cassell, whose district covers rural areas from College Station to West, authored the bill changing regulations of storing ammonium nitrate. Some Texas A&M students designed, built, and just delivered two microhomes to an Austin homeless community. Now the challenge is out for University of Texas students to do the same.
The recent rain delayed some building of the Community First Village. Mobile Loaves and Fishes Development Director Donna Emery says the Texas A&M students learned ending homelessness means giving people much more than four walls, but a whole community.
We have 27 acres that includes a mission bed and breakfast, an Alamo Draft House outdoor movie theater. We will also have a medical center, an operations building. We have 6 acres of gardens. We have chickens, goats, bees. We have a geodome.
She says they've identified 45 residents currently in RV parks scattered across the city who will be the first residents. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy a fine local wine in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
High pressure remains parked across the area. That means more sunshine as we head through this week. We'll look for temperatures today to be somewhere between 90 and 95 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows around 70. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, warm once again, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, we could see lots of clouds head our way, lows near 70, with partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday. Temperatures will make their way up to about 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
75 degrees, 86% humidity, and winds calm out of the nothing. Supposed to get rain, though, which is kind of nice. We could use just a drop or two now, I guess.
Because it's just been too long.
Yeah, it's been a week. Thank you for picking up on the sarcasm.
Oh, you're welcome.
The world's oldest living cat was unfortunately forced to give up her title as she passed at the tender age of 27.
Oh, poor Miss Malkins.
Tiffany 2.
how long did Tiffany 1 live, I wonder?
I don't know. 27 years, 2 months, and 9 days old, Tiffany 2 was. That's in human years. That's the equivalent of 125, according to doctors. Tiffany 2's owner, Miss Voorhees.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, if you're a fan of Friday the 13th movies, you're now scared to death. Says Tiffany died a peaceful death in San Diego. Tiffany 2 wasn't the oldest cat, however, that ever lived. The honor goes to a kitty named Cream Puff, who in 2005 passed away at the age of 38 years old in 3 days.
Gosh. It's like tortoise-level ages there.
That's crazy. Can you imagine? That cat's was older than Zach.
Yeah, cat was older than me.
And this one you've seen about a million times on Facebook. If you have Facebook and you follow along through the threads, somebody's always finding a snake in their toilet.
Right.
In Billings, Montana, though, lady said she came home and found a boa constrictor, what she thought was a boa constrictor. It was actually a 20-inch ball python.
Whoa.
And now she says she sees snakes everywhere.
So that was somebody's pet that got loose.
Apparently.
Because, I mean, ball pythons are not indigenous to North America.
Actually, her quote is, it's something that you see, like, on Facebook and some faraway place where suddenly there's a snake in the toilet. I never thought it would happen right here in Billings, Montana.
There was a thing that happened here, right? Didn't the lady find a snake?
Yeah.
That was,
yeah.
I want to say, 6-7 feet long.
Yeah, it was a big snake.
It was like in her bathtub, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was someone's pet. And it smelled her cleaning out the guinea pig cage.
And said, hey, free eats.
Snacks.
WTAW, good morning.
Yeah, that 35-year-old cat, that's not quite so amazing when you've got 9 lives.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir, for the call. Appreciate it.
He's got jokes.
Just a little more careful than other cats.
It is 8:12 now with the Infomaniacs. Scott DeLucia is taking some time off. We'll visit with the gang from Long Way Home Animal Shelter coming up next.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home Shelter. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. And you've bought a playmate.
I did. We have puppies.
And very puppy breath.
Yes. Puppies are great. We don't have them all the time, but right now we've got a few on the pit bull side, and it keeps things lively.
Is this full pit? Because it looks like a mix.
It's a mix. He's a mix. This is Habanero. He's 6 to 8 weeks old, and he and a litter mate were actually left in a cardboard box sealed up outside of a Waco shelter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they were actually there for a couple of days before anyone even knew, because the person who left them didn't leave a note, didn't let anyone know.
No markings on the box or
anything.
Nothing,
unfortunately. And so luckily, someone walked by and heard some noise, opened it up. Lo and behold, there he was, and unfortunately, the sister did not make it.
Oh, bless his heart. For people that don't know, because you're still relatively new to the show, you guys are a rescue facility without a facility. You use foster homes to help you do all this, so you have no overhead.
Exactly. We have zero overhead. We're an unpaid staff. We're all volunteers, and it's a network of foster homes. And so we can really only take as many as we have foster homes, but we like to have them in a home environment so they get to have all the love and socialization that they need. We really don't advocate spending long time in kennels.
So if somebody would like to be a foster or adopt, where do they go?
That would be amazing. Yeah, if you want to foster or adopt, if you foster, we provide all the materials. We cover all expenses. If you go to our website, mylongwayhome.org, you can get those applications there. And we're really active on Facebook, so you can check out all the animals that we hope to have homes for.
Outstanding. Thank you, man, very much. We always appreciate the time, and thanks for bringing in the Playmates for a little
bit.
Thank
you so much.
The community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is quarter past eight. Sunny skies for us today and 92 for the high. And the weather forecast, by the way, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Tonight will be mostly dark and 73, and then tomorrow we'll pick up a 20% chance of rain that runs all the way through Sunday. We'll top out tomorrow at 92. Now, the percentage of rain increases through the course of the week from 20 all the way up to 50 or 60% chance on Sunday. Winds are calm, humidity's 87%, and it's 75 here at News Talk 1620. And let's check the numbers on the Dow.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. GE is nearing an agreement to sell its private equity lending unit to Canada's largest pension fund, marking a major step in the industrial giant's retreat from banking. The deal would include assets of more than $10 billion. If completed, it would be a step forward in GE's effort to sell off the bulk of its $500 billion GE Capital unit. Despite a continued supply glut and subsequent relatively weak crude oil prices, U.S. shale oil production in some top-producing areas is recovering, including Eagle Ford and the Permian Basin, where the number of operating rigs has bottomed out. Crude oil's massive price drop in the second half of last year brought down service costs and facilitated favorable tax measures to support the oil industry, which have created sufficient incentives now to raise production in the most productive areas. Right now, crude oil down 59 cents at $58.54 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. Last week, the Dow lost 161. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-221-0117. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-221-0117. That's 1-800-221-0117.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to keep you healthy. A doctor who's connected to a network of expert care. A doctor who's your link to a world of specialists and advanced treatment. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, responsive, convenient, and connected. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
It's again one of those days when all eyes turn to Apple. Today, Apple's always glitzy worldwide developers conference kicks off in San Francisco. And the inside scoop is that Apple CEO Tim Cook will do something big to pull Apple stock out of its recent funk. Here are the top four predicted big moves. As is always the case, there'll be the predictable operating system upgrades for both Macs and iPhones. Next, with the mediocre debut of the Apple Watch, most of us are looking for some exciting new watch apps. If the Apple Watch is ever going to be big, it has to be because of the great apps, which don't exist right now. Third, when Apple purchased Beats for $3.2 billion last year. It was clear that Tim Cook and the gang had bigger plans than just to sell headphones. I'm looking for a cool music streaming service to drain customers away from Pandora and Spotify. And finally, that leaves us with Siri, now 3 years old. The Apple engineers are about to make Siri anticipate your needs based on your habits and be the closest yet to a virtual personal assistant. Head over to Komando.com today for coverage of the developers conference. That's Komando. It's the summer vacation season, but before you hit the road or head to the pool, protect your digital files with Carbonite Cloud Backup. This month only, you'll save 25% on a 2-year personal plan or 30% on a 3-year personal plan. You get secure automatic backup for digital photos, music, spreadsheets, every important file. And you get a huge discount, up to 30% off a multi-year plan. Plus, use promo code Kim at Carbonite.com for 2 free bonus months. But hurry, the special savings offer ends soon.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Komando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:21. Let's check the weather forecast brought to us by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click actionsportstx.com.
Considerable sunshine today. It'll be warm. Temperatures will reach 90 to 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, a few clouds. Lows will be near 70. Sunshine's back tomorrow. It's a warm one. High temperatures 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, passing clouds. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It's going to depend on how far shower and thunderstorm activity moves into the state during the day Tuesday. Lows tomorrow night around 70. Partial sun Wednesday, maybe a storm 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The winds are calm. We're still at now 73 degrees, and we've got humidity parked right at 85%. I'm sorry, it's bumped up all the way to 90% now. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW 822, and let's find out what's going on that you may not know.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, a lot of people ask me, can you lose weight by using Dr. Steelman's weight loss plan from Activate? Well, let me tell you, about 20,000 people have. Now, why does this diet work where so many others have failed? Well, because it doesn't depend on willpower or eating specific foods. Now, Dr. Steelman's weight loss plan allows you to eat the food you normally eat, but by taking the special supplements that come with the diet, it controls how much gets into your system and controls the calorie absorption. And of course, what it does best is help you control your appetite and gives you lots of energy. And you can only get it at Active8Products.com. That's Active and the number 8Products.com. Or by calling toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. 91% of the people who have tried this diet have lost weight and said it's the easiest thing they have ever done. And you can read that for yourself at Active8Products.com. 800-465-4411. You know, folks, the stories of the almost tragic lives of childhood stars are legendary. From the biggest of them all, whom, if you didn't know, was Jackie Coogan, to so many others, what was once a promising career ended when they lost those dimples and that cute little childlike look. Of course, we know that some, like the very talented Shirley Temple, went on to have a very good life, even though it wasn't in show business. Even that enormous bundle of talent didn't hold up in the glitz of show business once she grew to womanhood. And this story really isn't much different. Well, almost. It's about Belle, the child superstar from Tompkins Park, Brooklyn, New York. For more than a decade, Belle Miriam Silverman was sought after and paid to adorn everything from magazine covers to kitchen products. It started when she won the Most Beautiful Baby contest in 1932, and it seemed that it would never end. In the middle of the child star era, with the likes of Shirley Temple, Jackie, and Spanky, Belle was a rising star with great promise. She sang the original Rinso jingle and appeared on the radio soap opera called Our Gal Sunday. Then, of course, the day came when she wasn't so young, wasn't so childlike. At 12 years old, Belle, well, she just joined the all-too-large ranks of the washed-up child stars. Even if she was destined to be just ordinary Belle Silverman, then so be it. But she never turned her back on the one thing that had helped her through her life to that point, music. But this time, a bit different than the commercial jingles and soap opera theme songs, this time, it was a music that would seal her name and fate in our minds forever. It's a little-known fact that the Most Beautiful Baby of 1932, the originator of the famed Rinso jingle, the child star of radio, movies, and stage, who thought she was just ordinary old Belle, turned out to be anything but ordinary. You know her today as the beautiful soprano voice that has graced the Metropolitan Opera so many times and has entertained millions and showed a skeptical world that America could produce a world-class opera star. She's considered, even today, the first lady of the opera. The great Beverly Sills.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, American Lube Centers, Merry Maids, and Kreitz Market. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet, and we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Aggieland Carpet One, home of the beautiful guarantee.
What if transforming your old room was as easy as snapping a picture? At Aggieland Carpet One, we make choosing and installing beautiful new floors a snap.
During our Snap and Save flooring sale, save up to $500 on hardwood, tile, laminate, and more. Or save up to 50% on Tigresa carpets. Plus, take advantage of our special financing options.
And the best part is, if you don't love your new flooring, we'll replace it for free with our beautiful guarantee.
Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Come by today or call 690-6766. That's 690-6766. Hurry, sale in soon.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for more details.
Are you tired of fighting with that old sewing machine? It won't sew what you want it to, and it just won't stitch at all? Then it's time to trade in or trade up. Hi, this is Mark at Sovac City. Now through June 15th, Bernina is offering huge trade-in incentives and 60-month no-interest financing on select Bernina machines. So now's the time for you to trade in that old sewing machine and start sewing on a fantastic Swiss-designed Bernina sewing machine and get back to the joy of sewing again. Hurry. Sale ends June 15th. Sovac City on Highway 6 between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Help H-E-B celebrate their 110th anniversary at the H-E-B Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the H-E-B Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of H-E-B product giveaways, ways to win, and H-E-B 110th anniversary items. See you there.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Two local education boards are holding special meetings the next two nights. The Bryan School Board takes up two subjects tonight, starting at 6 at the central office. First is beginning the future adjustment of attendance zones following the passage of last November's $132 million bond issue. A spokesman described it as a 50,000-foot discussion with a consultant. Future changes are the result of making elementaries through fourth grade, creating two intermediate schools for fifth and sixth graders, two middle schools for seventh and eighth graders, and turning Milam Elementary into the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. After that topic, the board will resume planning the budget for the next school year. The Blinn College Board of Trustees holds a special meeting tomorrow night in Brenham. Action is possible on the contract for new president, new district president Mary Hensley, and filling the board seat vacated nearly 2 months ago by Carolyn Miller. Trustees will also consider whether to offer a program to help thousands of people recently laid off at employers in Washington County. An undercover investigation by College Station Police results in finding more than $180,000 in illegal drugs.
According to the arrest report, detectives obtained a search warrant to check out a hotel room last Thursday at Homewood Suites on University. No one was in the room when officers did their search. Then they waited in the parking lot and arrested the guest when he returned. Between the room and searches of the guest and his vehicle, police found almost $7,000 in methamphetamine, almost $15,000 in marijuana, more than $59,000 of Xanax, and nearly $100,000 of cocaine. 22-year-old Stephen Petty John of Missouri City remains in jail on bonds totaling $90,000. Bryan police reported an 8-year-old boy escaped serious injury after he was thrown three times by his father in their house Memorial Day weekend. 35-year-old Clifford Hart was arrested last Thursday and was released from jail after posting bond, which was reduced from $75,000 to $10,000. According to the arrest report, Hart said he lost his temper after his son got into a fight with his stepsister, but Hart denied throwing his son into a TV, then into the metal frame of a couch, then into a table. Hart dropped off his son at a hospital and texted his ex-wife to get him, which he did after her son was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Police in Bryan and College Station are dealing with another burst in vehicle burglary cases. On Friday, there were 12 in College Station and 6 in Bryan. On Saturday, there were 3 in Bryan and 1 in College Station. On Sunday, there were 2 in both College Station and Bryan, bringing the weekend total to 22. That's 26. A robbery in the Northgate District that took place last Tuesday night was not reported for 2 days. That's led to College Station police to ask victims to make a report as soon as possible to increase the chances of identifying those who are responsible. The victim filed an online report that he was punched in the face by a black man who asked to borrow his cell phone. The suspect ran away with the phone, and the victim was left with an abrasion above his left eye that did not require medical attention. This took place last Tuesday night between 11 and midnight as the victim was sitting on a bench along College Main near Patricia. 3 weeks after a deadly shootout at a Waco restaurant, more than 100 bikers and their family and friends remain in jail. That led to a protest yesterday where several hundred bikers rode around the jail twice, then parked in front of the McLennan County Courthouse. Police departments in Austin and north of Dallas have started internal investigations following officer-involved incidents with the public. The Austin American-Statesman reported a YouTube video was posted of an incident downtown yesterday of an officer on horseback grabbing a man's cell phone, followed by a second officer spraying the man with what appeared to be pepper spray or mace. And in McKinney, an officer is on administrative leave after a video showed him outside a pool pushing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground and pointing his gun while cursing at other teens. The second legislative session for Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell unexpectedly ended on time. He signed a lease through September on his apartment in Austin, thinking there were going to be special sessions.
I'm going to give kudos to the governor, the lieutenant governor, and especially Speaker Strauss. Those three did their job and got us home and saved the state money, and we passed a budget.
Cassell, whose district covers rural areas from College Station to West, says it was a good session for those constituents.
We've had some victories on the education front for protecting schools, rural hospitals, and even transportation in those areas.
Cassell says there will be an interim committee addressing future water needs statewide.
We just saw a drought. We're blessed with the amount of water. Now is the time to plan, and I look forward to the interim to working with that committee and seeing where we are going to attack that in the 85th session, because water is going to be the key to our success and continued success.
Cassell plans to make road trips in the near future to Mahia, Groesbeck, and Marlin, among other cities in the 12th District. After two semesters of work, Texas A&M Construction Science Department and Architecture Department students delivered two microhomes to the Community First Village. Mobile Loaves and Fishes Development Director Donna Emery says she saw the students experience a paradigm shift that a home is much more than four walls.
And what they started off thinking they were doing was building a tiny home for a homeless community. They started to recognize, no, indeed, what they were really doing was building a structure that's going to be a bigger piece of what home really is.
Emery has challenged the University of Texas to design and build microhomes for the homeless as well. WTAW News Time is 8:34, approaching 8:35. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant retained new you dentures. Learn more at DrReese.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Help HEB celebrate their 110th anniversary at the HEB Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of HEB product giveaways, ways to win, and HEB 110th anniversary items. See you there.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Elms Orthodontics, Chad Jones Law Firm, Nikki Peterson Talent, and Ed Phillips Plumbing. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 22 away from 9. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking some time off. And your Weather Center forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluation, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable sunshine today. It'll be warm. Temperatures will reach 90 to 95 later this afternoon. Overnight, a few clouds. Lows will be near 70. Sunshine's back tomorrow. It's a warm one. High temperatures 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, passing clouds. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. It's going to depend on how far shower and thunderstorm activity moves into the state during the day Tuesday. Lows tomorrow night around 70. Partial sun Wednesday. Maybe a storm 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
74, 90% humidity, winds calm, like 3 miles an hour out of the south-southwest. And if you have trouble with your sniffer, if your nose is busted and you don't smell well, well...
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
People who have problems with their sense of smell may be at increased risk for dying sooner than the rest of us.
Uh-oh.
Researchers analyzed information from more than 1,100 senior adults in New York. Volunteers were asked to do ID40 common odors using scratch and sniff tests. Whatever. LifeScience.com says people who scored less than 18 out of the 40 were said to have insomnia. Anosmia. Have the Brown disease or the inability to smell. The people with scores in the low range, 0 to 20, were nearly four times more likely to die over a four-year period than those with a score in the higher range. About 45% of participants with scores in the low range died during the study period compared to 18% of those who scored in the higher range.
Well, that's not good for people who can't smell.
Creepy is that?
Yeah. Well, I lived with three other dudes in college, so I'm almost immune to everything now. But I can still, I can smell, but that's
the ability to turn it on and turn it off.
I'm able to turn it down a little bit. Let's get by.
This was one of those things. I was sitting at the pool with my kid this weekend, and you start a thread and you open something up on Facebook, and it goes to all these different health things.
Mm-hmm.
So I got three or four stories in a row that I ran into all at the same time. Your sense of humor may be genetic.
So I believe that.
Researchers from Northwestern found that adults with a short version of a specific gene smiled or laughed more when looking at funny comics or amusing film clips. U.S. News and World Report did research as well. And I love this. Instead of like the LOL gene, it's the HTTLPR gene.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Has been linked to negative emotion. The gene is also involved in regulating serotonin in the brain, which is also a factor in depression and anxiety. So if that gene is shorter, you're more likely to be happy-go-lucky, and it's inherited.
I was about to say, because a lot of psychiatrists believe that depression and anxiety are also genetically related. So got that going for you.
See, I had something really funny, and Scott's gotten hidden, so I can't do it.
Aww,
oh, there it is. Wait
Scott.
A minute. Because, the key to the humor and all of this is, of course, timing.
It's kind of ruined it a little bit right there.
No, that's on purpose.
Timing.
You should listen to the show, Zach.
Yeah, well,
I know you don't wake up this early.
Yeah, that's. I'm
Zach. It's all about
timing.
Timing. Yes, there you go. More health stuff. There's a new blood test that can detect every virus that's ever infected your body.
Oh, weird.
I thought it's really timing.
Some CSI level stuff there.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Thank you. Blood test claims it can detect every virus that you've ever had. The Birmingham Women's Hospital in Baston says their VIRESCAN test uses a sequence of genomes from the DNA of more than 200 known viruses, can detect evidence of hundreds of viruses at once at a fraction of the cost of traditional tests. With a smaller sample of blood, Live Science, which is a cool website, LiveScience.com says the test was nearly 95% accurate in people known to be infected
That's
with
insane.
Hepatitis C and HIV. Researchers say the test could provide doctors with patients' viral infection history in a matter of minutes.
Well, that's big, especially in a diagnosis.
And I so rarely go to the doctor. If I have a low-grade sickness, I just wait it out. And I do rarely get sick. When I'm out for the count. And the few times I have been, it's like, you've got strep, pneumonia, and something else. I
all
have three,
of the
and the flu, all three at the same time. And I was out for about a week.
Oh, God!
I thought I was.
You're going to die!
But what I would like to know is how many viruses have I had that I just never knew about, like flu viruses, just,
What is it, about 10 years ago, remember they were doing those body scans?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I never wanted to see one because I went to a chiropractor, and before they would work on me, she insisted on getting an x-ray.
Uh-huh.
And whether you believe in chiropractic care or not, when I saw what I saw in the x-ray, it scared me to death. She goes, so were you in a car wreck? I said, no, ma'am. Are you sure? Yes, ma'am.
Not to my knowledge.
Do you want to tell me why? And she goes, well, if you look right here, I broke my neck.
What?
I vaguely remember a football play sometime between high school and college. I think it was my freshman year in college during 2 days. And my neck was sore for like a month, but I didn't think anything of it. Broke my neck.
Oh, my God.
But it would be fascinating to find out what you've actually had that one time when you were, if they could date it, that would be even cooler.
The coach just give you some icy hot to put on it and you were all better now?
Here's the tape and aspirin on it, rub some dirt on it, let's go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the blood test thing I think is absolutely fantastic.
Neat.
That's very, very cool. It is 8:44. We'll finish off our health segment coming up in just a minute with one for the ladies, because high heel footwear can kill you. It's not me saying it's nothing new. It can kill you. That's not me talking, that's science. We'll do that for you next.
With summer upon us, it's the perfect time to think about college and career training opportunities available at Blinn College this fall. Did you know that Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation, and we recently earned national recognition for affordability and community service? With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:46, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Sunny skies today and 92, partly cloudy tonight and dark, continued dark until morning. An overnight low of 73. It is 75. Humidity at 90% with the winds calm. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking some time off. And injuries that can kill you.
Okay.
With a handful of deaths reported from this. Now, high-heeled footwear. The injuries have nearly doubled over the last 10 years. New research out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, who just got their football team back.
Yay!
Found the U.S. emergency rooms treated more than 123,000 high heel injuries between 2002 and 2012. More than 19,000 of those injuries happened in 2011. Sprained, strained, and wrenched foots and ankles were the common complaints. And most of the problems were between 20 and 30-year-olds.
The people at the bars is probably what the problem was.
Well, some of it, but I'm guessing after that, the ladies that are getting older are smart enough to know that they just don't wear them.
You're talking about the bar foals.
Yeah.
That look like little newborn horses.
No, I call it newborn baby calf syndrome.
Bar foals, I love that. More than 80% of high heel injuries were to the ankle foot. Slightly less, 20% involved the knee. About 1 in 5 of these accidents actually show up as a broken bone.
Goodness.
This is where it's funny, though, because not all of them are bar foals, as you so eloquently put it.
I mean, these are people who can't even walk into a bar upright, let alone out.
Nearly half happen at home.
Whoa.
Who walks around the house in high heels?
I'm guessing when you're getting to and from places.
Theoretically.
Still.
Yeah.
Well, that works better in reverse.
French maid costumes?
Lord. If you're a bar foal, though, and you stumble back into the house, there could be your problem. They say, and this is my favorite, the way to reduce this, wear, you know, sensible shoes.
Yeah.
Wear
literally,
tennis
that's
shoes.
What it said.
Okay.
How much money was spent for that? Nonsense.
Tax dollars at work. It's good to know.
So if you had unlimited money, what would you do as a job?
Unlimited?
Yeah. Let's just say you had, like, actor money. 50-cent money.
Man, I don't know. I'd really like to do charity work. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, Patrick.
I mean, I'd like Elon. No, I'd like to invent stuff.
Would
like,
you stay here, though? Because then you would have a platform by which you could do that with even more so.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I've been here over 9 years now, and I like it a lot. It'd be pretty interesting. I don't know. Unlimited money is such a weird concept,
well,
though.
Yeah, it is. I stumbled on this a cheat sheet. It's actors that basically took nothing to do work because they just wanted to do work with somebody
for
a certain reason. Jonah Hill was paid $60,000 before taxes to do Wolf of Wall Street, mainly because he wanted to work with Martin Scorsese.
I heard that, actually. Mm-hmm. I knew that already. But, yeah, $60,000, that's chump change.
Less than 2 years after being offered $15 million to do Magnum P.I., the movie, Matthew McConaughey took $200,000 to do Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, man.
Won him the best actor.
Yeah, no, it was a good...
Watched it last night, as a matter of fact.
Matthew McConaughey was going to be Magnum P.I.?
That's what it says.
Really?
Yep. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 was paid nothing to do Begin Again with Keira Knightley. His philosophy, didn't need the money, and it was a good way for him to dip his toe into acting in a small project.
Well, that's not a made much on. I've never heard of it before.
Now, a lot of these are back in, so it's not like they're not getting some money. Tom Cruise took nothing as a salary for Mission Impossible, but he made huge money on the back end of that one, so it's kind of cheating. Ryan Gosling, coming off The Notebook, which was huge, took a salary of $1,000 a week to do The Half Nelson, where he was a drug-addicted teacher. Got a Best Actor nod out of it, though. All of these have been nominated for something. Until Ethan Hawke, who took little salary and percentage of the profits for The Purge.
Oh, yeah.
Which was an interesting movie.
Weird concept.
Weird concept. There have been times, though, where I like the idea. I'm not going to say for who.
As the sirens go off in the background.
There's a timing for you. And finally, George Clooney took $120,000 to write, direct, and star in Good Night and Good Luck.
Hmm.
And he was paid $300,000 for The Descendants.
Hmm.
Got... Oscars, both of those movies were nominated for Oscars.
I'm surprised Daniel Day-Lewis isn't on there. He just strikes me as somebody that might do that.
I don't know. I think he doesn't choose any movie, and when he does, they pay him a fortune because they know it's going to get nominated. Because he doesn't do anything where he doesn't get nominated.
Right. Well, and he very, very particular. He's not going to pull the Johnny Depp and being, you know, or the Nick Cage and being five movies in a year.
In 1 year, yeah. It is 8:51 now on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
With summer upon us, it's the perfect time to think about college and career training opportunities available at Blinn College this fall. Did you know that Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation, and we recently earned national recognition for affordability and community service? With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Be informed about Blinn. Visit us at blinn.edu and see all that we have to offer. Blinn College. Proven.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
How to auger
11 and midnight in North.
Sorry, Patrick. Patrick's doing something else. I was going to auger Patrick in the ground in 3.5 seconds. Hopefully, he'll catch in on the backside of this. But this is one under the category of.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Talked a little bit this morning about the problems with the IRS and the Russians and Chinese hacking into government software, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it seems as though people haven't changed their password in roughly a decade.
Makes sense. I believe that, because if you change it, then you're going to forget it.
They say once every 6 months, even once a year would be better, but how about once a decade?
Jeez.
No matter how lazy you are, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. Well, just under half of us are still using at least one that we haven't changed in 5 years. Survey conducted with the Daily Mail say 73% of us use the same password for more than one account. The average person uses six for 24 different websites.
Well, I'm not on that many different websites. I also don't have that many passwords either. So
Well, actually, we are, but they were all created for us because some of the stuff we have to log into for work purposes.
Right. Yeah. So that's how I know. I have to write that down in my
I do too.
My journal.
30% of people have an account hacked or compromised, but more than a quarter still didn't change their password.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you made it back in time to get augured into the ground.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is going to drive Patrick nuts.
I'll bring this up just one more time just because I want to hear your reaction.
Okay.
They say that a pretty vast majority of people, 73% have had the same password for all the accounts, et cetera, et cetera. A percentage, though, have not changed their password in 10 years. 1 in 5 haven't changed it in 10 years.
I haven't changed mine in about 2 or 3 years because I have the same, and I make this recommendation a lot now. Come up with a reasonably secure password and either prepend it or upend it, put it in the front or at the beginning, 2 to 4 or 5 letters of the site that you're on or what it's for. So if you're on Wells Fargo doing your banking, have a good secure password, but then put WF or put WF at the end or and add an exclamation point or something. But do that. And then when one account gets broken into, they don't break into every account.
That's an idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say it. It's simple little things like that, and it's because it's website dependent. You're on there now. If someone figures out one and they see the WF, they may figure, oh, maybe I could just put this and get. But they'd still that would require someone manually going through and doing this. Where people get busted is using super weak passwords that get guessed out of a dictionary of really bad passwords.
They just plug it in a computer that randomizes and guesses for a lot of those.
Pretty much.
All right, 8:55 coming up next. We'll do Today in Histoire here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Time to jump back in the Wayback Machine and find out what happened this day in history. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia with the rest of the Infomaniacs. It's 8:57. 1,383 years ago in 1632, the prophet Muhammad was said to have died on this date. And now for something completely different. 56 years ago in 1959, Liberace defended himself successfully in a lawsuit against William Connor, who called him, and I quote, "Fruit-flavored, minced-covered heap of mother love, biggest sentimental vomit of all time, and calculating candy floss."
Wow. Dang. Hey, all right.
With possibly the greatest response ever, Liberace responded in the suit in saying, "I'm not sentimental."